Now let's go on to the fourth question here, true or false. Jesus sends us back into our families, our blood DNA families, to share his love, mercy, peace, and forgiveness. Now, all our families have dysfunction and problems and tangled relationships, but coming into the family of God, we're equipped with mercy and grace to go back into our families and share that peace and joy and love that Jesus has with our loved ones. I came across a children's book that I wanted to share with you that I really love. It's called The Invisible String. Does anyone ever read The Invisible String? It's a beautiful children's book. Anyone know that book? The story is about a brother and a sister who are asleep at night, and they get scared. A storm comes. And they do what a brother and sister would do. They run down the hallway to mom, and they crawl into bed. And dad's there too, and they've got lots of worries and questions. And they say to the mom, they say, "Mom, we're scared. The storm outside is loud. The thunder's going." The mom says, "Go back to your bed. The storm can't get to you." The kids think for a moment, and they say, "But we want to be by you, right next to you." And the mom pauses for a moment, and she says, "You're always next to me." Children pause for a moment, and they say, "How is that possible? We're down at the end of the hallway in a different room, and you're all the way over here. How could we be next to each other anywhere and everywhere?" And the mom pauses, and she says this in the children's story. She pulls out her hands, and she says, "Look at this. There's an invisible string that attaches me to you." Takes the kids some time to comprehend that, an invisible string. And so they say, "Well, does that mean that when you're at work, you're also with us at home?" And the mom says, "Yes, I said anywhere and everywhere." Then the boy chimes in and says, "Does that mean like when I'm a submarine captain, I go down below the ocean depths and you're on land that we're connected?" "Yep, that's what that means. Anywhere and everywhere." Then the girl chimes in and says, "Does that mean when I'm an astronaut off in space and Mars, we're connected?" And the mom says, "Anywhere and everywhere." It's a beautiful story that talks about the connection that families can have with one another, but it speaks to a truth, my friends, that we are tied together to our families. We have an invisible string. And you may be the person in your family that can bring peace and joy and grace in the tangled relationships that you're always connected to them and you can reach them. It's an invisible string. Now, the reality of it is all four of these possibilities, all four of these questions, true or false, are true. And all of them are true because of what Jesus has done. And in our text in Mark chapter 3, Jesus explains what his purpose was here on earth. Go ahead and take it home and take a look. It's a powerful text here. Very hard to understand, but there's a lot here. Jesus says this, "I have come to bind the strong man and take back what is mine." Now, what is that? Jesus came to be powerful and show his power over Satan, who's very strong, is what this is. And the Old Testament talks about this. In the book of Genesis, it talks about in Genesis 3, verse 15, how he will crush the head of the serpent. That's talking about Jesus, stronger than Satan right there. And then you go forward into the Psalms, it talks about a divine warrior, that's Jesus. In Isaiah, it talks about a prince that's going to be powerful, that's Jesus. And Jesus came and showed power over Satan. That's what his purpose was. But at the end, Jesus bound himself. His hands were tied. He didn't need to do it. He had all the power in the world. His hands were tied on the cross. Why? So that you know this. Remember this. There is an invisible string between you and him. Anywhere you go, he's there. Everywhere you go, he's there. And then remember this. There's an invisible string between you and every person in the family of God. You're connected. Okay, Pastor, I got a lot of emails, a lot of questions in your sermon today. Jesus' family, never heard that. I mean, what is going on? What did happen to Jesus' family? They basically said that he had gone out of his mind. They try to seize him and take him back to Nazareth here in Mark chapter. What happens to this family? From what we know from early church history, the entire family became Christians. James, the one I mentioned, became the leader in Jerusalem. Jude, we think, wrote some of the letters in the New Testament. We actually know Jude's grandchildren, around 100 AD, were strong Christians in the church. Acts 1:14 says that the brothers of Jesus went and approached the disciples. Corinthians says that Jesus' brothers and sisters came and met those who had seen the risen Lord. What a dramatic statement that this family that was tangled and thought that Jesus had gone mad came around. The entire family believed him, not just as a peaceful, loving kind of guy, the Lord and Savior of all, their brother. Recognize today that the invisible string you have to Jesus, recognize today the invisible string you have to one another. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Amen.